20 Day Fiancé.
Hello, I am the notable inventor of the, I guess I would call it the improved formula for the Butterfinger filling. Crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery. I tinkered with it a bit just so the texture was slightly different. A lot of people feel it's controversial, and some people actually have put me in Cancelvania because they do not like the new formula Butterfinger, but what can I say? I live by my invention. It came from on high, and I'm Sophia Alexander. Thank you for having me.
Wow, I'm pleased to be around such royalty.
Mm-hmm.
It's
very contentious in the candy
course,
world.
You know what? I am a candy innovator myself.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I was the bitch that started putting dark chocolate on things. Like, ooh. Previously, people were just like, no, let's make every candy bar coated in milk chocolate. And we just accepted that. And then I came along and I was like, yo, fam, what are we doing? Let's get the dark chocolate in the mix. Let's coat things in dark chocolate. And it, you know, it's really been paying off.
Wait.
I am Miles Gray.
Who did you just go up to and say, yo, fam, what are we doing? And you fundamentally changed an industry.
It was the president of Snickers, okay? Mr. Snickers, as he's widely known. Yeah.
Reginald Snickers?
That's it. Reggie, as his friends call
him. Wow. I mean, I wish I was close enough to call Mr. Reginald Snickers. I'm sorry, Sir Reginald Snickers. Reggie, wow. Well, it's an honor. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
And you're also welcome, listeners, to this show, which is called 420 Day Fiancé.
A podcast where we talk about our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and all of its various iterations, except for the ones we don't like. And we do that while we're elevated. Today, we're talking about 90 Day The Other Way.
Mm-hmm.
And Miles, what episode is it?
Season 2, mm-hmm. episode 18.
Yep, called.
And you are,
no,
I
no,
did it last
ahead.
Time. I did it last no. week. You wrote it down.
Look, I'm setting you up. It's just rude not to like finish the setup. Don't understand.
Even,
improv
even,
training. Don't. It's yes and. So you have to yes and me.
I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you did that rather than some other intellectually dishonest.
And you know, as
tactic.
A white woman.
Yes, the episode title is what I often hear when I'm at Best Buy trying to pull one of my monitor exchange scams. It's called Are You Done Yelling? And let me tell you, for more info, hit me up in the DMs.
Okay? White women never are, you know what I mean?
White! So yes, let's get right into it. Let's dive right in with our first couple, Biniam and Ariella. And we are still in the post-circumcision confusion event, where she was like, you know, ran off on the moil twice. or on the plug twice. Anyway, so she bounced. He was like, yo, baby, why? Like, what? Just explain to me what's going on. She's like, just stop being mean to me. And it's my baby. It was so tense. I was watching this and it was so like intense. I had to turn it off because it wasn't doing, I felt like I was there and I wasn't feeling it at all. I was like, I can't, please, Ariel, not right now. No.
I hated all of that, but it also made me so mad. It's like such a classic white woman move is to start crying and to say, why are you being mean to me?
And
it was almost too on the nose, you know? I was like, okay.
I know this
And
move.
All he did was like, baby, can we talk about this? Or baby, why are you feeling so intensely? Stop being mean to me, officer.
I'm serious. Let me go. What the fuck?
It's so fucked up. I hate her, and I've hated her since day one, and she just keeps confirming it. And then her reasoning is like, I just don't have a good feeling, and that means that probably there's a reason and something not good is going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, that's, again, not a reason. He wasn't like, what creeped out dreams have you been having lately? He was like, do you have a reason? You also could have treated him like an adult and said, you know what? I'm not against circumcision completely, but right now I just don't feel comfortable and I'm so sorry, but can we talk about this at home and come back?
Yes. Exactly.
Instead of doing whatever the fuck that was. And and then just as I was about to just be mad at her, then he says shit like, I hope it doesn't take much longer for her to get used to being a mother. I'm like, you mean more than like the 3 days it's been?
Oh, come on, baby.
So, I mean, yeah, it's a negative 500K to Ari for white woman foolishness. And
and also
definitely, minus 200 at least.
Yep, I'm getting minus 220K.
That's it.
Well, the other thing that was funny when
I didn't adjust for daylight savings.
That's fine. Algorithm. But, that's what but now we have it tightened up. Mm-hmm. When she goes on her stop being mean to me thing, when he like just is sort of in disbelief and he's like, wait, so baby, explain to me. She's like, now you start. And it was like, what? He was just asking for you to further explain what was going on. And I was like, yo, this is wild. She's got him. She's got him right where she wants him in the stop being mean to me octagon, and she's a fucking black belt. But yeah, it's the circumcision scene is like before all that we actually get to that, because she does come around to having the circumcision. She's like, you
but
know,
wait,
like
wait, wait. What about when he's looking for her and he's like, yo, y'all seen a white woman?
Hey, right to it. Cut right to it. You know
what I mean? He's like, why would I waste describing anything else?
Oh, I missed that shit.
They are gonna know. Like, it just made me laugh hard.
You know who. You know who.
You know who the fuck
you know
I'm
who.
Talking about.
You know who, as they say. So I was like, she's like, yeah, my parents are like pressuring me to circumcise Avi. And, you know, like, I guess I have to. She's getting pressure from both sides. Then baby's like, you know, I don't want my son to feel left out for having a foreskin. You know what I mean? I don't want him to have confidence issues by having the same penis as statistically like a majority of people on this planet. I don't want him to have confidence issues. You know what I mean? Because I want my man to grow up strong with no foreskin.
Whenever honestly people are like super pro or anti, I'm a little bit worried about them.
Well, you just gotta do, you know, do what you gotta do, you know, if you're
but being like violent about it and being like you're wounding and what's someone said, oh yeah, you're making him a disabled person for the rest of his life. Have you ever had foreskin Twitter come for you? I have.
Oh, no. I run foreskin Twitter. I run if you go to Reddit, r foreskin Twitter. I'm one of the mods there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I unleash them on you. You know what I mean? Because I used to be like, because I'm not circumcised. You know what I mean? I'm out here with my foreskin intact. And I used to be like, as a young man, I was like, oh, I don't know how the girls are going to vibe with it. Because you saw the pornos and nobody had a foreskin back in the day. Mm-hmm. Now everybody got the wild foreskin.
Not everybody.
Well, I mean, a lot. I mean, you see it a lot more. At least the porn
I didn't
watch.
Know that about you, Miles. And I was going to ask, then I'm like, you're perv. Don't ask him that. And I'm so glad you volunteered. Now I can feel good about myself.
Yeah. That you wanted to know.
If
like,
I didn't just say
hey,
that.
What's going on? What's going on? Is it intimate?
Meow. Meow. Yeah, there's not really a thing you can ask a woman that's like that. You're like, yo, your labia is equal?
Yeah, like, what's your pussy look like? If you're asking like a gross construction worker. Yeah, I don't know if there's a question. I mean, look, you have the foreskin or you don't. But yeah, the interesting thing, the confidence issue thing was actually really funny though when he said that and how he was like really worried. And I'm like, yo, don't worry. This planet is still mostly a patriarchy, so...
A lot of dads really want to match their son dick-wise. It's really weird. I don't get it.
Really?
Yeah, I've never like looked at my mom's pussy and
vagina?
Was like, you know what? I really want to make sure we're exactly the same down there. Actually, I'd prefer the most variation possible between
Here.
Mine and my mom's.
Mom, let's sit on the floor. Okay, now let's go soul to soul with our feet.
I really would never want someone to be like, oh my God, this reminds me of someone.
Yo, my girlfriend in high school, one of the girls, in, like once we got into college, one of the girls in her sorority like wanted to have her vulva and took her to like get a labiaplasty, and like brought her with her to be like,
to be
yo,
like, I want
like,
this.
3D scan this shit real quick.
They have that on plastic surgery shows, like Botched all the time.
Oh, Botched.
But that's
crazy.
This is in real life.
Those Surgery Gone Wrong shows, they give me such creeps. Like, I remember there was like an HBO one where this one woman talked about how she had like a neck lift and the skin was too tight. Like it was affecting her hearing and she had like the most intense ringing of her ears constantly. Like unless she like eased like the tension on like her nerves. I was like, no, this is so like.
On Botched, they fix it, dude.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, that's the whole point of Botched. Okay. That's why it's a relief to watch it.
Oh, so
way.
It's not a horror show like
No.
Oh,
they
there's a resolution.
Fix someone else's
I understand.
Botched situations.
I understand.
So when you're watching it, you're like, ah, now they can breathe through their tiny nose again or whatever.
Aww.
You know, it feels nice.
Okay, good. So they go to the hospital and Ariella is in the hallway just dying, hearing this procedure go down. The baby is shrieking, crying. Yeah.
This isn't his normal cry.
What is this? Dude, that's actually a really good impression.
Okay. You've known him for 3 days, and he's never had his dick cut before. So, yeah, that checks out.
Yo, she was like, my baby doesn't know pain.
He's suffering.
My baby will not know pain.
I feel like I'm failing as a mother. This isn't his normal cry.
The only time that my boy is going to experience pain is if he's listening to T-Pain. Get Up or I'm Sprung or a Bartender. That's
or
the only
I'm in
time.
Love with a stripper.
I'm in love with a stripper. Yeah, so meow. I think, you know, that she was dramatic, but you know, I understand no one wants to hear their child in pain and all
but
that.
But that's
shit.
Why he was like, go out, but she went just far enough where she could still hear the crying and but then be like far enough away that she couldn't see him. Do you know what I mean? It was just
right.
Like if you're trying to not be upset, then like probably go far enough so you don't hear his crying.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, that was wild to watch. And it's like, she's like, you know, he just had his shots and whatever. And I'm like, you could just say it doesn't have to be in the same day. And then, you know.
Yeah.
Be calm about it, but whatever.
Look at him. His face is white.
Yeah, she screamed, he has no color left in his face. I'm like, yeah, because he's white right now, at least.
Yeah, he was screaming and shit.
Whatever. Oh, yeah. Some of our K1s were like, you know, he's probably going to get darker later. That
yeah.
A lot of babies of color.
Get your melanin.
Pretty white.
But, yeah, I look at early photos of me. I look like a weird, I don't even know, like dolphin skin.
Well, I guess what I was going to say is I don't think I've ever met tiny, tiny babies of color. Only once their melanin has kicked in.
Well, you know what? You should think about that.
Someone should let me hold their tiny baby. It's where this is coming from. Let me smell their little head.
Yeah. This isn't headed towards some kind of problematic business idea for an app.
Smell your baby.
Please.
Please, though.
Oh,
if you have
do
a
you
baby
think you
that
could
you
sell
would be willing to smell, to let me smell, I would love that.
Yeah. Is that a... How much would you pay? I mean, look. Okay. We can.
I'd pay good money
friends.
To sniff a baby head.
Really?
Yeah, it's so peaceful and calming smelling.
Would you?
It just smells like freshness. How do the babies
okay.
do it?
How much? Okay, if I were to say I could pull up right now with
a baby that I could smell.
With an 8-month-old. Or actually, no.
In
about 2 weeks, an 8-month-old. And you could sniff the head for, I don't know, let's call it $100. Would you do it? Get
how
a couple
long
good
do I
whiffs
get
in?
To sniff it for, though?
How many do you want for $100?
$100 is like an hour of smelling.
Oh, well, hold on. This baby's labor is worth more than $100
okay.
an hour. Do not offend. You want to know the baby's day rate, first of
okay.
all?
Okay,
or
what
do you
about
want, or
half an hour?
Are you, hold on.
Is half an hour appropriate?
Look, I don't have time to
I
get messed around.
I just want to get a couple sniffs. That's not enough.
I'm just saying,
for,
I don't have
$100.
Time to mess around with people who are going to lowball me, okay?
I give
I'm
you
running
$20
a serious business
sniff.
Here. How much?
20 a sniff.
20 a sniff? Four sniff minimum.
Okay, I'm down with that.
And then we go from there.
But I determine the length of the sniffs.
It's only to full lung capacity is one sniff.
Okay.
Any but exhalation, I can do it as... any exhalation triggers another sniff. That will be counted towards your next sniff, even if you haven't fully exhaled or expelled the air from your lungs.
Okay, but I can take the sniff as slowly as I want until my lungs are full.
Yeah, fuck it. Like Eminem and 50 Cent remix and featuring Nate Dogg till your lungs collapse.
Okay, and then my nose will be touching the baby's head.
No. I never said that.
Especially if it has a little bit of hair on it that I can gently ruffle with my nose. Oh, it has a little bit of hair
and it's wispy.
Oh,
yeah.
Stop.
It's like cute spider webs.
I want it.
It's like cute Halloween spider webs.
Give me this baby.
It looks like the Night King from
Game of Thrones. Take all my money for this hypothetical. Night King hair. Frosted tips baby.
This baby has Night King hair and it's an 8-month-old. And now if you're going to, if there's no nose contact, we're talking about $1,000 because we're in a pandemic right now.
This isn't fair because my nose is real large and it's just hard for it not to touch the baby. So it's that's like, are you true. Penalizing
think,
me?
Mm. No, I think that's really disingenuous.
Seems
and
like an
anti-Semitic
policy.
No,
that's what it seems like.
No, and you can try and bash me in the Yelp reviews. I will defend what happened here. I am recording this as well. But I am saying don't lowball me. Anyway, we'll talk about this another time. But I don't waste my time. I don't have time for broke clients. Okay, I'm only here for fucking whales. We're here for the real sniffs. Hi.
I'm here for the real sniffs like Charlie Sheen.
Please. All because I started a baby skull sniffing business. Okay, so do you have anything else? Oh, the thing about Ariella, I want to say is she has later on she's talking about how she's like, I wish you were more affected by the baby's crying. Like, I don't know. Like, it just doesn't make sense. He's like, what the fuck are you saying? Like, he's a sociopath because he's looking at it as a cultural ritual and you're looking at it like as some like full on surgical assault.
Oh boy. I don't see that he's in any way in love with her. I just think he sees her as like kind of like a grenade that might like be not a grenade, a mine that might a mine that might be triggered at any moment, and he just is like treating her always with kid gloves, but it doesn't seem to be out of affection. It just seems to be like, oh god, please don't take my baby away to America.
Oh right, because it's just more like you in I will lose in any negotiation because you have a thing that I really want and therefore you hold all the power.
Yeah.
That's interesting to think about. It's not really a relationship at this point. I think it's just two egos that are competing with each other, as characterized by Ariella's statement when she says, it always just feels like one of us wins and the other's like just always losing.
I know. I was like, you should not be in a relationship with anyone.
That's not how it works, Ma.
Y'all are a team. One person loses, both of y'all lose.
That's two egos fucking competing. You know what I mean? It's tough, though. Most people's relationships, they don't realize that's what it is. Do you have two egos that are competing, or do you have two like human beings that are trusting each other to be like, okay, together we got this, and we got to trust each other. You know what I mean? Thank you. I've saved your life. Okay.
Miles fixed my life.
Okay, moving on to someone who really... this fucking start pissing me off. It's Devin and Jihoon. Now, I haven't really checked back in with what's happening IRL with Devon Clegg, as she's known on the internets. But she's just like more and more just showing a really ridiculous side of herself that I cannot abide anymore. But shout out to this park where they go to meet up with Jihoon's friends, from college? Is that the deal?
College and high school, apparently, both.
Okay, so the homies. And Also, shout out to, again, let me just put that to the algorithm. Yes, that is a tent park bonus for handing out the tents because it is hot there. Like, I like the consideration. Shout out that kind of consideration in general.
Yeah,
also,
that's super cool. Also, shout out to 1 million
points
to the
concept of consideration. Mm-hmm.
Yes, plus 1 million points to the concept of tents.
Love it. You like camping?
Eh, I mean, it's fine.
Oh, but in this context, you like it?
I like it, but it's not like my favorite.
You don't seem like a camping type person to me.
I mean, I like it if there's going to be like a fire and drugs and like we make food and stuff.
Acoustic guitar.
No.
Oh.
Because like that's where it turns for me. If that's what starts happening or like you're going to make me hike for like a really long time in the sun, then I'm out. But if it's like more of a chill situation...
Okay.
And we just do lighthearted, like, forest scampering. I'm in.
Wow. So 1 million points to lighthearted forest scampering.
You know, your girl be all elfish.
Oh, shit. All right. So this park, they're all hanging out. Shout out to Young Lee, who's looking like Soul's answer to Machine Gun Kelly. He was,
yo,
like,
the
his
fashion
drip was
happening,
ridiculous.
The fashion happening at that picnic.
Young Lee in the building or in the tent or
plus
park.
1 million for that dope haircut. Can we talk about
he
it?
He almost seemed like how Dave Chappelle treated Prince in the Chappelle Show, like a sort of like on kind of some other shit. Like when you would see him, you're like, this motherfucker ain't with all these people right now. Like, what the fuck is he? He's like from some other dimension of swag.
Yeah, and it was dope.
Yeah. Oh, man. So,
I mean, the drip was so out of control. I was like, oh, they need that tent just for shelter, you know?
They need, ayo, if you got that kind of drip, hand out some rain slickers.
For real. People need galoshes.
You need to look like the Gorton's fisherman if you're trying to hang around me, bro, because this drip is fucked up. So they're bilingual, most
also,
of the gang.
To see his friends looking so dope, and then he's rolling up in his like khaki ass shorts and his fucking slides, whatever those are, or flip flops.
Mm-hmm.
I was not feeling it.
Well, you know, to each their own. Not everyone. Well,
oh,
you got young
now instead of caddy. Who is this?
I don't know, man. You got Young Lee over there. Like everybody's gonna look fucked up. To be honest, it's not fair. He shouldn't be there. He changed the game. You know what I mean? By being there. If he wasn't there, then I would probably have a different take. But Young Lee's just like fucking everybody up.
He looks so dope.
Young Lee, you have an open invitation to come on the show.
Yo. Yeah.
And also to get on a track with us. You know, Prime and Independent Thought. You know what I mean?
We would love a feature.
Yeah, honestly. That would be an honor. To get a feature with you.
My honor. Okay. It would be an honor.
You're right, my honor. I
to
will
spit on this track.
Yes, and I'm going to consider your case my honor, and I'm looking through the documents now. Mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Yes, I think I just broke my ashtray.
Oh, did you?
Nope, it's good. It just felt weird when I did it.
I don't know why
you,
I cared
honor.
So much.
Thank you, my honor. And honestly, that is a ashtray consideration bonus of 3 million points to you, my honor, for upholding the sanctity of the trays that hold the ash from the ciphers.
Thank you, my honor. I've always cared about this issue, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's get into really what this whole shit is about when they're at the tent thing. Like at one point, you know, Devin starts showing her hand when one of the friends is being like, oh, so you're staying in South Korea for good? And she's like, oh, I don't know. Like, very quickly. Like, basically saying, fuck no. I'm not going to be here for that long. Then she basically admits, like, and Ji-hoon goes to take off. She's like, to change the diaper. She's like, yo, okay, I got to be
real with
everybody.
She's like, hey, low-key.
Yeah.
I'm here for the tea.
What's going on?
What do you guys want to tell me about who he's been fucking?
They're like, he's a very normal dude. What do you mean? She's like, well, I believe he could be cheating on me, or I don't know what's going on. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
They're like, where is this coming from? She's like, from the school of, as you know, from the school of Ariella. I just have a really bad feeling.
Just a really uneasy about what?
Stop having a bad feeling. Just say some real shit or get out.
She basically says, look, this motherfucker got a bunch of nudes saved on his motherfucking phone. And they look like selfies. They're not like porno pose shots. These are like selfie style nudes that he has. Hundreds of. Okay.
That's where it got a little interesting for me. Okay. So I totally understand having stuff to come to on your phone. I think it's crazy to expect people not to come in their private time. But my question is, how many, what's the average number of photos to come to that a man has on his phone? Or a person, honestly. But since you're sitting right here, I'm asking
you. In junior high, I could come to a memory.
But now, in today, like if I counted...
Oh, now I need to wear like an Oculus set and have all kinds of machines, you know, stimulating me.
So you don't have photos saved on your phone of things to come to?
No, that can't. That's impossible.
It's videos?
I can't even get erect looking at a two-dimensional image.
Okay, okay. So just
it has to be in 4D.
Does it always have to be new porns, or do you have your favorite that you watch?
That's really none of your business.
I'd like to know. I have my favorites.
Know,
that's how I go.
It's a Lola Bunny cosplay video.
That's very specific.
Mm-hmm. I'll say this. Like, if you're going to go somewhere and you're not going to have Wi-Fi, like, yeah, you're going to need to have some clips. You mm-hmm, know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because bandwidth, quite literally, could be an issue or something. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you're traveling.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm not saying you fucking, you know, jack off on the fucking airplane. You know what I mean?
Don't do that. I guess I just thought hundreds is a lot. And then I wonder if it's like about collecting more than it is about actually that you need all the hundreds. But maybe I underestimate the fact that, like, maybe he's like old timey and he uses only photos. So, like, in which case.
Yeah, but I will say, I'm not going to say that's V normal. Hundreds is a lot of photos. You know, like, because I'm going to be real. Like, I remember when, like, I was, what was that, like, 7th grade, 8th grade, like, when you could barely download videos from the internet, I had, like, one 20-second video clip. I had to get it all, get busy, too. And I was able to do that. So, yeah, like, you know, anybody can make things work. I think it all depends, but I don't know how everybody gets down different. You know, I might be loyal to that one AVI file.
Yeah, y'all holler at us if you have hundreds of naked pictures saved on your phone.
Or he's collecting hacked nudes.
Because hundreds seem too
much. And that's why he has them, because, like, he gets off to know he has hacked.
He works for the FBI.
No, motherfucker. He works.
And he's about to prosecute.
You know
these
who
people.
He fucking works for, ho. He works for the CIA. You know? Don't fuck with me.
You see?
Debbie's CIA, back fucking Debbie in it, you know back. What I mean? Like, I fucking never left. I got fucking 2 9s on me like Warren Sapp from the box. let me see. Now, this whole thing goes on where, as she asks, like, okay, I come to you, the council of Ji-hoon's friends, my honors. I present to you, this man has news on his phone. Is this shit, like, weird? And they're all like, nah. Like, we're horny, you know? Feel me? Be normal. Not that weird. So even as they say, oh, you know, kind of throwing water on the whole suspicion that, like, he could be, like, it's suspicious or, like, that he's cheating or something, she's sort of like, is he getting the news? Like, are people sending to them because they're selfie style? It's like, Devin, do you know what porn it looks like right now? Like, a lot of people need it to look like as if somebody's just sending them
real.
Yeah, a nude selfie. Yeah.
GFE,
Exactly. So then they go to a restaurant after that. Do you have anything to add from the park scene? Or can we get right into the restaurant?
I guess I just want to say that his friends low-key dogged him even when they were defending him. And I thought that was so funny. They were like, Ji-hoon's not a bad person. Sure, he's foolish and childish, and I can't believe he's a father. But he's not a cheater.
He's a good dude.
It's like if someone came to accuse like you of something, and I was like, no, Miles would never do that. Sure, he sucks in every other way, but he would never do that one thing.
It's this one thing. Just fucking.
this one thing that got me missing again. This one thing that made me tripping. It's this one thing.
Isn't that Amory?
Amazing.
Yeah, of course it is. I don't know why I'm even... That's like the song that's like the most overused track right now, like in every commercial. I got like bombarded with like the Michelle Obama podcast ad that was the same track over and over. Remember that song? You know what I mean? I think she's Korean and black, yeah. Amory. Shout out to Blasians out there. You know what I mean?
Represent.
One love, one love. Okay, so they get to the restaurant for a little throwdown. She's like, look, motherfucker, why do you have hundreds of nude selfies? He's like, I don't know, I just downloaded them. He's very casual in his response. Like, it's very clear. There's nothing suspicious. Like, yo, this is my jack-off material. Like, and he's even like, damn, mm-hmm. Like, we really got to talk about all this shit right now?
I expected him to, like, whip out the translator and just into it in Korean, be like, spank bank. Because, I mean, honestly, it's not that long of an explanation.
Right, but then the translation's all fucked up, and it's like, hitting economy. And you're like, no, yeah. I guess. So, you know, basically, when it all comes down to it, he's saying, like, look, you know, we don't fuck, so I beat my fucking meat to the pics. That's what I do. Because it's not, there's no sex life. We have no sex life between us. So he's very much like, so I masturbate a lot. That's the deal. And she's like, okay, well, this is cheating, basically. Like, if you're doing that, like, that's cheating. So you shouldn't be looking that stuff around me. Now, was he looking at that shit around her? Like, is she saying he caught him jerking off or she caught him going through the pictures? Because you shouldn't, like, that's weird if you're just, like, kind of casually looking at your porno, like, I don't know, unless you're trying to do that to, like, be passive aggressive or some shit.
I thought that she looked on his phone.
Whatever, either way. The idea that is cheating, I think, is absurd. Like...
No, it's wild to see somebody say that in this day and age. You're like,
well, isn't she from Utah?
But don't she from you Utah? Understand that's what it is. That
she's
is...
from Utah. She's from Utah.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
That makes
she's
sense.
From Utah. I get it. Okay. But it's not cheating.
But then he like tries to make her feel better, and he's like, tells her that he cheated on his ex.
That was so weird
because she didn't have sex with him for
so she tries to spin it on him basically when he's saying like this is so embarrassing like but I think you're cheating and he's like look I'm not mm-hmm. like I'm not cheating on you I've never done that and she's like okay well how about this have you ever cheated on anyone you've ever dated and he's like well someone I dated like a while back but like it was one time this person we didn't have sex for 2 to 3 months it's like aha. So you are a cheater and sort of like uses that to create this whole case. And it's just really weird. But he's like, nah, but I didn't like love her and it was not a good relationship. And then she's like, you know what? Well, once a cheater, always a cheater. Okay, Ji-hoon. And I love how he uses the logic of like, look, I'm putting my life on the line here. If I was dishonest, I would have used a condom. But I'm honest. That's why we have a family. That's why I hit raw out of respect.
If I didn't trust you, I would have used a condom. sure merch.
I don't know how you get away with wearing that. But do you, this whole thing of, I don't know, they're just so fucking bad for each other. And when she says stuff like that, and it looks like they have no love life at all, and she is not very... I don't know. It's weird. It just sucks to see because there's a kid involved and knowing what we know now, like she's just does not seem to be doing right by anybody in this situation.
The parallel thing between her and Ariella is they didn't even know if they sincerely were in love
right.
with the person and they had their kid and now they're like, oh, what exactly ties us together other than the kid? Oh, nothing. Okay, cool. How the fuck do I deal with that? So yeah, I feel like we see this so much on this show. Just like, give it a second and maybe don't have a baby until you know if you even like the other person.
Yeah. All right, well, he promises to erase the photos, so then I guess they're all good. Anyway, let's take a break and we'll come right back.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And you were saying you like the promise that Jihoon made, to be honest. He's like, look, I'll erase the photos, okay? Because I love you.
No, I think the next thing he said is just like wild. He goes, if I download another pic, I will cut my dick. And I was like, no one asked for that. Yeah. Okay, though.
But, you know, just letting you know, I'll put it on the line. He even showed like how he'd do it, like with fucking two knives or some shit, or scissors, however you want to get down. Okay. Anyway. Let's move on to, I think, one of our favorite couples. Not really. I don't know. It's Jenny and Submit. Just submit to my will, honestly, right now. I just, oh, my God. So they're headed for something real. Headed for something great. He might actually be finally divorced. Like the whole thing that has been the whole through line of their entire sordid appearances on this show have been about him not being divorced and all the confusion it's caused. So yes, we start off with him being like, today I'm going to get the divorce finalized.
Yeah, and the dad is like glowing more than is about getting the divorce. Because I think dad was feeling so much guilt over forcing him into the marriage that I think the dad is like, oh, this is off my chest. But then immediately he's like, yo, but when am I going to get my 20K though?
Yeah, he's like, because look, I'm spread fucking thin on this. I got IOUs out to a lot of fucking people like to put $20,000
together. Like
friends
and family to be able to buy you out of this marriage. And then Smith starts giving him some sort of speech and the dad's like, yeah, cool speech. I don't want your promises. What is the plan?
I need my fucking money.
It was like fucking Kalani's mother-in-law was there and was like,
oh, God.
It's about the money.
Larina, I forget her name. I just know Tammy, who does not want any kind of problems with those sisters. That whole post-divorce thing was kind of, it sucked because you could tell he's like, I mean, he says a lot about paying me back, but I need to start paying this shit back at some point, and I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna do that. I like the part though when he goes to like FaceTime with Jenny to let him know like what actually happened. She's like, you know, let me know what happens, Matt, you know, because that'll really depend on which toy I use tonight, you know, you get it? So let's figure it out. I need to know because I got a lot of prep work to do, Submit, to put down the plastic sheets and get the chains ready. And so he calls her and she's like, oh my God, tell me what's going on. And he's like, we did it. And the way they both light up, I'm like, oh, he getting pegged like a cribbage board.
Yeah. Ooh, it's going to be, she was like, you could see her getting her crop out, you know, while she was speaking to him. She's like doing a little dance.
It sounds like, this cat's fucking in the alley. Woo! That's the kind of meow that's going on there. It's not a meow. It's
like rubbing your asshole all over the furniture kind of meow, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah, like a cat.
As a cat.
I was just picturing her being like, yeah. Also, Jenny, you have an open invitation to come on this show.
Always.
I
want to
say we always we salute the Dom Queens out there. The whatever is going on with them, we'll see what happens. But you know, he's trying to get a job. He sees his boy about a job at a what they call a digital marketing office.
Wait! Are you gonna just skip over the fact that he's a chef now for 3 to 4 hours a day?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't realize. Yeah, he does mention that, but he's like, yeah, it's not cutting it. Like, I got to start earning. And yeah,
I just love that you can just become a chef. Just like, well, this is, I'm a chef now. I'm like,
or you know, you could do like
sort of training,
like prep work in a kitchen. Nah, shit's different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
Especially like with employment, it's like so fluid. It's like, yeah, you have a number of jobs. I had so many damn jobs. Oof.
I've had every job under the sun, but I think like even on the best of days, I would have never called myself a chef.
Yeah, well, you know, I would do that too if I'm just trying to like, you know, is like really, you know,
big up yourself.
I process the cabbages. So he goes to the I don't know, see his man's about getting a gig, you know, I need you to hook me up, man. I got bills, you know what I mean? I got Jenny now. I got work I got to do. And he's like, okay, let me just...
Says, can I have some crumbs, what he says.
Oof. Yeah, oof. And his man is doing like, he's doing like fake office work, like with some kind of spreadsheet, like in a porno, like when they, like, if you had a porno with a plot, like he was doing that kind of office work, and he's like, uh-huh.
He's like, get me the big calculator and some pens.
And I'm just going to circle that, and I'm just going to underline that dot. Okay,
check.
Good. So here's a deal, submit. I can get you in at, let me see, starting in about a month or two at about $100 a week. How's that sound? And he's like, ooh.
That's not going to work for me. I need more money.
Yeah. He's like, okay, well, I might refer you to the case, my honor, to beggars v. choosers.
Yeah. I don't know if you knew my honor, but the choosers, they lost that case. Yep.
Yeah. Because they were, in fact, the beggars in that instance. But yeah, he's like, yeah, look, I'm starting out, man. He's like, that's all I can fucking offer you. And he's like, fuck. He's like, I might need like a bunch of fucking jobs. And then he basically is like, okay, yeah, something's better than nothing for sure.
I also love it when someone comes in and asks for crumbs and then they get crumbs. They're like, well, these are crumbs. I don't want them.
Right.
I think his friend was like so confused about what was happening.
Yo, let me get some crumbs.
He's like, I thought I was doing you a favor, but you just said you don't want it. But then when I said that I can't pay you more, you said, okay, I guess I'll do it.
What? And you called me an asshole? Fuck. That's weird. All right, whatever. I'll see you Monday.
Okay, so, I'll take it is not the grateful response that friend was looking for.
No, definitely not. But it's like, is this dude being on the show getting to his head? I don't know. All right, submit. He might have just been like, look, I got to get home, man, and get my little, you know, get broken off real quick.
Because also the reason he says that he doesn't work really more than 3 to 4 hours a day is because Jenny doesn't want to be left alone.
Right.
But then he's like, I got to pay off this debt. I got to do all this shit. And
he's
then,
like, nah, yeah. And plus, like, my jaw going to be hurting because I got to grind down Jenny's foot pads with my teeth later.
Dude.
She pours vinegar on my face.
No, that's how he trims her toenails with his teeth.
Oh, fuck yeah, he does. I mean, but we already knew that. But the whole pedicure, like getting the heels and shit like that, that's all bottom row. Just grinding. Okay, shall we move on?
I just want to give, what is that? The algorithm says... $50,000 to Sumit's dad for clowning him by saying, you have only seen one girl.
Yeah.
It's like, don't settle down with Jenny. You've only been with one girl. And I was
I forgot, though, too. His dad is like, yo, I forbid you to marry her also, low key. Yeah, I love you, bro. Yeah, you can pay me back, but also, low key, I will stop you. We will stop you. Okay.
Your mother won't support this at any cost.
Don't get it twisted. Okay.
And then he goes, and me also, which is how you know who wears the pants in that family. Your mother won't support this at any cost.
Oh,
and
fuck.
Me also.
All right, whatever. Nobody asked about you, fool. But mom, though, that's fucked up, man. I can't believe that, Terry. Please call me dad. Okay. We move on to a dude who has another family issue based on his relationship, Yazan and Brittany. Mm-hmm. So this is where we see exactly how we arrive at a point where threats are made against Yazan's life.
How we find out over and over again why you don't fucks with someone's culture or religion.
Or take that shit casually or
that is
make
fucking...
it's a joke. It's man, so his family situation is unraveling rapidly. His family's tribe, they are talking all
kinds
of shit.
Quicker than that sweater and that Weezer song.
Yeah. Woo. If you want to destroy my sweater. They are like, look, it's wild shit that they say, like, oh, they live together and they're making porn and they're disgracing you. And it's like, no, but, you know, misinformation travels very quickly in families. I know this. And I'm sure when they, yes, they do in fact have the yeeked leaks photos of Britney's. They're like, oh, okay, really? Check this out. Because look at these photos. I mean, I'm just trying to measure these yeeks by metric standards. I don't know.
I cannot.
I don't know. So this is causing, it's just baking, basically in this culture, like many conservative cultures, this is a bad look. This is something you do not want. This is something that is fucking with your perceived honor as a family.
It's a slap in the face of you and every family member that, you know, has been pious and all that stuff, because you now have gone completely against that behavior.
So Yazan goes to see his brother Obaida, and it's so sad. Like, he like comes around the corner, like, you know, he's basically ostracized from his family, but he's like, you know, he's like, it's his younger brother, he's feeling like, you know, this guy will at least talk to me, he's my brother, like, I know my, for my dad I can't do anything, but I know he'll talk to me. But when he starts talking, he's like, his brother's like, look, dude, I agree. Like, you can't, this, she's, this is fucked. This is a fucking, this is fucked up. Like, we can't really fuck with this as a family. And you know that. You know how conservative this family is. Like, there's just no fucking way in the universe that this is plausible by any measure. Like, even if she converted, like, it's a wrap. Like, these photos are out there. It's not a, this is just, this can't work. And he's like, but please, man. Like,
and
please,
the number just, one thing I think is they're like, she knew, and she's been posting every day since she's left Jordan.
Right, exactly.
And she knew that this was one of those things that, like, she had promised that she wasn't going to do and all that shit. And he's like, I'm getting texts from every relative with these eeks, and, like, I don't even...
Ugh. So, he, you know, after a lot of begging, he's like, dude, please just go talk to our dad. Obaida agrees, says, okay, I'll set up a meeting, or I'll try to, or at least I'll just try and talk to him, see what the fucking deal is, and see what I come back with. So he meets up with the dad, and shit goes fucking left real quick. He's like, out the gate, it's screaming. He's like, this is bullshit. You know, long story short, he says, if he marries her, I will be his murderer. And he, this look that his dad had in his eyes, I'm like, oh, fuck. That's for real. Like, that's not a joke. He was like, I will murk this kid. Don't get me fucked up. This will not fucking happen at all. And I will fucking ensure whatever I have to do. So
the way the dad's eyes looked too, you knew he was for real.
Yeah, it was.
There was just scary anger and violence. And it was so fucking crazy. And the other thing that I thought was, I don't know, did you not think it was weird that he's like, that when Yazan's talking to his brother, Obaida, he's saying, like, you know your brother, you know, I would never do anything to disgrace the family, blah, 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 blah. And the brother's like, tell me the truth, you know, is it true that you live together and you fuck or whatever? And he said, you know your brother. So he didn't answer that. And the thing is, it's because, and then later he does claim to be a virgin, but we know he fucked Britney. So... this is not a good look.
Well, you know, unfortunately, he's just living his best life out here, you know, smashing the IG people, and now it's unfortunately.
And he never said that he did. It's she who said it.
Right.
She's the one that betrayed him, knowing that this would come out and all that.
When
she's just, you can't, she can't be trusted. She doesn't care enough about him at all.
When they meet, yeah, there's just something about her. She completely has no respect for his religion and how serious that is, and just takes, she's acting as if Yazan's just some other dude she met, like, in Miami or something, or is American, like, culturally, and that the norm, like, it's the exact same norms when they couldn't be more opposite. And she just looks at it with this confusion, rather than, like, actually acknowledging it being for what it is, and like, oh no, this is what normal is for people, and relative to them, what I'm doing is apparently completely unacceptable.
Also, she was straight up trolling wearing that tequila shirt, right? Like, That was a big fight they had when she first landed in Jordan about tequila. You're telling me she's wearing a shirt that says tequila just on accident?
No,
that's not how that works.
Don't you know what? That's a...
You are fucking troll and you do not give a shit about Islam and you're being rude.
That's a petty phrase t-shirt penalty. You know what I mean? You don't. Mm-hmm. We hate a petty phrase t-shirt out here.
We really do.
Like when you're wearing one on camera. Obviously, if you know that's your drip, then you know, do you. So he, when Obaida and them meet up again, when he's like him and Yaza meet up again, he's like, all right, man, so like, how'd it go? Like, tell me what went down. What did Dad say? He's like, okay, so like, he's going to kill you. that's basically what's up. and he's like, but bro, like, why are you into her, man? Like, she's disgracing us. Like, this can't work. Like, you cannot do this. And it's so sad because Yazan thinks that she is going to reciprocate and convert to Islam. And she is going to, like, he's like, well, the reason is she's also going to be giving up a lot, too. And I'm just trying to understand her as she gets through this period because it's all going to end eventually. Well, she'll lose friends and she'll lose her job and she will be much more conservative. And you're just like, oh, man, she does not give a fuck about you. And she does not give a fuck about converting. It's not going to happen. But, yeah, it's tough to see, especially when Obaida's just like, yeah, okay, well, that's cool. But, like, look, here's the deal. You don't understand the look in Dad's eyes. Can't
will
do this shit.
Fuck up you. And if I'm near you, I'll probably get some, too. So please do not do this.
Yeah.
But can we say that Yazan's in trouble, but he looks fine. He got a really good haircut and he trimmed his facial hair.
Preview of the next episode, he looks not good. He looks distraught.
Well, let's savor the hotness that was him in this episode because meow, 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 meow. Said meow.
Rubbing your asshole on the couch.
Jenny style.
Oh, yeah.
I also want to say that we see Brittany and her dad again, and her dad is like the cutest thing in the world.
Oh, you know,
I love him. He's just always smiling. Just
you know,
trying to...
And I'm just really worried, babe, that, you know, I got a lot of concerns, baby, because, you know, I'm worried Yazan, he's bad for you. And what I'm hearing, those vibrations coming out of your
like
room.
I don't like the tones out.
I don't really
like
the tone
of your conversation.
Not at all, you know, because I'm always going
to... The man's supposed to be a protector. You know how I feel about that.
And I have the most pain smile on my face constantly because just have this really thin veneer that I paint over my actual pain constantly. and at one point, I will be able to show my inner self. But until that day comes by, I'm just going to lift these weights. So they're doing that. I feel bad for her dad, though, because like he does care. He is a sensitive dad. He cares about her. And he's right. It's all kinds of bad. They are incompatible. And she's
also she lies like all the time. And he lies. He said that she's like, Yazan decided to move out. I'm like, he got kicked out of his house and his job by his fucking dad. So, yeah, that's not him becoming more independent.
Right.
And that's him having to deal with the consequences of disobeying his father in a super patriarchal culture. Anyway, and then what about the texts about the fucking crashed car?
What the fuck was that? He's unraveled. The whole situation is coming apart. So he crashed his car. He's blaming her.
Where the fuck did he even get a car is the thing. She didn't even know he had one. He somehow got the money for one, even though she said, don't do that. It was like a nice SUV. What the fuck happened?
I don't even know. At that point, I just kind of like started to just tune out because it's such a bad situation for him. And it's just like knowing how it's just getting worse and worse and worse. I was like, just gonna look at something else. All right, let's take a quick break though. Okay, let's do that, and then we'll come right back to talk about some bilingual
420 Day Fiance. fucking tight. America.
And we're back, and let's talk about Tim and Melissa. Apparently, mommy is coming to town. His mother, Robin, is coming with his aunt, Carmen, and they're coming down to Colombia, and they're going to watch over him and just to make sure that she is being cool. And then they get like this, they have this like weird conversation where they're talking about when his mom's coming, and he's like basically saying like, yeah, I'm going to tell my mom like you fucked someone. Like, you know, are we going to discuss that with my mom? Like, since we're going to be like doing all this, like talking about who fucked who shit. And it's like turning this like weird, I don't know. Is that relevant? A relevant conversation for him to have with his mom and her, or to have her tell that to his mom?
Well, what about the fact that he already had to talk to Melisa's mom and dad about the fact that he cheated? This couple has just been trying to sabotage themselves for so long while still hanging on to each other in a way that I just... Yeah, I just don't understand what any of that is for. Like, y'all are ridiculous. Let that shit go. I've never been in a relationship where I was like, yeah, my mom should probably know which one of us fucked who and how. Like, what are you talking about? Your parents should have never been involved. You do not tell your parents shit because you think your family will ever forget that the other person cheated on you. You're fucking delusional.
She's got her own, you know, look. She was trying to fuck him up already from the get-go. He was trying to fuck her up
because he kept his job and shit. He doesn't believe this is going to work out anyway, as little as she does.
And with him, you know, with her being like, yeah, I'll get you to move down here with your fucking cat, okay? And quit your fucking job. And I'm going to tell you that I fucked somebody else. You should have just called it right there, okay?
Yep,
Melissa,
now
you're just trying to have your cake and eat it too, which honestly... That's a bonus in our book when you get so messy that you lost control of the mess because it's makes for good watching because maybe you know, I bet like Tim's gonna be like, mom, Melissa fuck somebody, then he's just gonna bring it up like that because he's so desperate to be like, you want to ruin me in front of your parents' eyes, I'll ruin you in front of my mother's eyes, who it sounds like they're already fucking on weird fucked up terms already. Like, they were having some kind of fight when she was living with him in the past and, like, all around, like, this whole confrontation around him cheating. And then, essentially, she was cussing him out, or he cussed her out in front of his mom. And then she yanked her into a room, and she was like, you are yelling and screaming. I will call the police if you do not behave.
Yo, at first when she said like, oh, my relationship with Tim's mom is cordial, I was like, yeah, because you seem kind of a bitch and she could probably tell. But then she tells the story about the mom threatening to call the cops on her when they were having an argument.
No.
And your son is like a 6'4" giant beast and she's like the tiniest lady. You were going to call the cops on her.
Yeah.
No, so, I don't think so. Calling the cops on a brown person? Nope.
They like
that
to.
Lands you in one place on this show. Oh, there it is. Yep. Have fun in Cancelvania.
Well, here's the thing. Now, because of all that, it's ruined the relationship, and Melissa does not want to stay in the same place. When he's like, well, my mom's not going to like that, Melissa, because then she's going to know, like, we have a fractured relationship, and that's kind of like the deal, like why she's coming down here to like verify. So, por favor.
You can be blind and deaf and still know that your relationship with fucking Melisa is over. So you just need to give up the ghost. This shit is embarrassing and a waste of everyone's time. The parents really just are like, please. Please let this end. We don't want to pay for a stupid ass wedding because you guys are going to get divorced in 1 minute. So just stop.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know.
And how can you blame her for wanting to not stay in the same place with your fucking mom who almost called the cops on her? Don't be
Please.
Ridiculous.
Melissa, mi amor, por favor, quédate conmigo. Por favor, mamor, corazón, corsage. Quédate conmigo para siempre, amor.
I don't know. Please, Tim. You are a bilingual bandit, though. We'll give you that. But honestly, she won the game. She fucked you up, bro. Let's be real. Just take that one.
It's over.
You're off for each other. Okay. And now let's move on to our final couple. Kenny.
This will be short and sweet and full of tears, of course.
And Armando. I wish little Hannah was in it so I could talk about Armando getting so pissed. Oh my God. I'm sorry, Armando.
I truly can't believe we didn't get canceled for that.
Armando?
For that riff.
Oh, well, yeah. Because that's not me. That's Kenny. And people understand. Thank God people understand the nature of comedy on a show where people are high out of their minds talking about a reality show.
Yep.
When really, this is more just like a fucking recorded ramblings of us talking to each other about the show anyway. So they went... And they got married, or they want to get married. And so he can get residency and start making an income because that's like, you know, that the building blocks of life. And so they're headed to the marriage office.
Yeah, with a letter that Armando had prepared in advance. It's like a marriage license letter detailing their relationship, how long they've been together,
exactly.
Why they want to get married, all that stuff.
Yeah.
They're just trying to get prepped. Gay marriage, they say, became legal in 2015.
Yeah, but it's not easy.
Here's the thing. Yeah, and I heard that and I was like, when I was in Mexico City, it didn't seem like it was that simple when I talked to locals. So, it's like it's this kind of thing we have where a similar thing where like federal rules and state laws are not...
Don't necessarily agree with each other.
Yeah, which is how it can be like, oh, weed's legal here, but it's not legal, period. But.
Yeah. So, when they have to go to this office and have this petition letter, et cetera, et cetera. When they get to the office and Kenny's like, Armando, I love you. And then Armando said, I love you more.
More.
Oh, my God.
He whispered more.
I needed to hear that. Just needed to hear that.
So sweet.
Just know that there's real love in this world. But Armando, I'm not going to lie to you. If Hannah gets one more fucking broom, I swear to fucking Christ, Armando. I swear to plastic broom Christ, Armando.
Armando, she gets one more plastic parasol. I swear to God, I'm going to set Mexico on fire.
Don't fuck with me, Armando. I will call the manager. So they get to the office. They apply. Things seem like they're like moving along. It's like, oh, I'm here for a same sex marriage. Like, okay, sit down, blah blah blah. And she's like, okay, so here's the deal. You can't get married. Oh, and they're like, oh, fuck. Basically, for those reasons that there's a disagreement at the constitutional or federal and state level of what those
laws are. That clerk's
face
though was completely independent of the information she was conveying.
Right.
I was like, you look equally happy with the bad part and the good part, but then you're also offering to help them. I can't read you at all.
I think she's just trying to be like a polite bureaucrat where it's like, and your license has been denied, but I can help you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just
it
processing.
It was not a person's response. It was like a bureaucrat's response.
Armando, what
weird.
Is she saying? Can we get married, Armando? What? We have to buy another broom?
Armando, did you tell
her? To get fucking married, Armando? No.
Armando, did you tell her that I am white from America, white?
Excuse me, Miramay, por favor, okay? We can't get married right now. So they can't get married, but yes, there are options. She says, look, this is the deal. You can't, she's like, because Armando's like, look, I looked it up. It says it's legal. He's like, well, but have you done any legal like marriages here? She's like, oh yeah. We've done a lot. And he's like, okay, so how does I get that?
Yeah, exactly.
And she's like, okay, yeah. Oh. She's like, oh yeah, it's real easy. Like it's just like this weird pivot. And I think that's just how they sort of presented it. Maybe how they edited it to feel like, boom, it's a problem. Oh no. But then there's a turn. Yes. All they have to do is make an appeal to the human rights office and say, like, this is actually a violation of our human rights, et cetera, et cetera. We need to be married. And boom.
It'll be granted.
You've got options. She's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm very confident that they'll get their marriage license granted. And it's weird because she was, again, so much like, oh, yeah, we'll help. We have a connection to that office. We can get that shit going real quick. And she's like, oh, did he want to get married really quick? And she's like, yeah, oh, sorry. But Kenny was like crestfallen because I get it. Like, it sucks
to
go.
No one should have to jump through hoops to have basic human rights.
Right. And have your union be acknowledged. But yes, the good news is they can do that shit right there at that office pretty quickly, it seems.
That's what I'm saying. It was like that joke on The Simpsons where I'm sure they do it everywhere, but you know how this show loves The Simpsons. Where like the doctor's like, I have some bad news, and then like it's actually good news, but then it's actually bad news, but then it's actually good news. That's what it was like with that fucking bureaucrat.
Like, what the
I'm
fuck
like,
is
I this? Don't know how to feel. Can you just get the end of the information out?
Yeah,
it's I don't like, need yeah, to you have get all the steps in between. Say you will get your marriage license, but for right now, comma.
Yeah, don't make me have to ask at every level. Okay, yeah. So your answer is no.
Yeah, that was so weird.
Thank you. Have a good day. Oh, but Kent, have you done legal marriages? Oh, yes, many.
Is this like a Simon Says situation? Like, what do I need to do for you to fucking give me all the information, lady?
I don't know. Ask me something.
I don't know. Is it possible to be gay married in your office?
Absolutely. Are you trying to do that right now?
Yes.
Okay, well, your application has been denied.
Wait, but it's possible?
Yes.
How?
Oh, you
have
to ask the human. Okay, well, now you're asking. You have to ask the human rights office and file a complaint there and get a petition there. And then we can marry you.
So this is actually good news?
Yeah, absolutely. And I can help you do that right now. The human rights office actually. Hey. Yeah. I think they want to get married.
That lady behind you is the human rights office?
Yeah. That's my homegirl. So
wait, what?
So you want to get married right now?
Why didn't you lead with that?
Oh, you didn't ask. You just said you wanted that. I'm just working with you.
No,
I'm working off what you're giving me.
I asked. We clearly just want to be married.
I don't know if that's clear. That man is not saying anything. He seems actually really rude.
He doesn't speak any Spanish because he's an idiot.
What is he wearing, like a compression shirt underneath? I don't understand.
He's wearing a shirt that says no guacamole, okay? That's what it says.
Well, it looks actually like a whack-a-mole arcade game, but rather than a mole coming out, it's an avocado coming out.
He doesn't know how to pronounce it. I'm trying to work on it. Can you just please let us get married?
Why does he wear this athletic wear?
I don't know.
Is he an athlete?
No, he's just a 51-year-old white man from Florida.
He's 51? He looks great.
I know, right? It's crazy.
Oh, my God. Good for you. Mm-hmm. Good for you. I would get married if I were you, too. That's beautiful. Your marriage license is done. There you go. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Wow, this was a confusing experience. Thank
you're welcome.
You,
fuck think... you. Bye. Okay, I think that's about that for today. We'll end it on that sick improv scene. Hey, thank you so much, everybody. Come check us out next Thursday night. We'll be on After Cage Match.
We'll be opening for Tiger's Penis Pants, and we'll be then also
Tiger's Penis Pants. That would be something. But like at one of those, it's like, oh no, we perform at TNT, man. That's where we're at. A little improv shit for you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Escaping with us in the 90-day universe. It's nice to be here. With that, check us out on, everywhere. So Twitter and Instagram at 420dayfiance. And on Twitch, www.twitch.tv/420dayfiance, where we'll be doing some shit. Yeah.
Next time,
mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's episode.
Yep.
Married at First Sight,
yep.
Season 9, Episode 1.
On Netflix.
Let's
join
get
us
into it.
As we do something else to keep our senses dulled or blunted or sharpened. I don't know, depending on how you get down, and that's up to you. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Well, with that, thank you so much for having me. You can find me, Sophia Alexandra, on Twitter and Instagram at the Sophia SOFIYA, and my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown, with Courtney Kosak. And you know what? Go check out my comedy album. You like stand-up? You want to hear people laugh in a room together? Yes, you do. Check it out. And I'm doing jokes. It's called Father's Day. Get into it.
Amazing plug. Thank you so much. I, as always, have been Miles Gray. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And obviously on my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist with Jack O'Brien, every day.
Well, with that, we're going to take off, drink from a saucer of milk, because we're just two cats in an alley trying to rub our assholes on everything.
20-day fiance.